Hier kommt die Reality-Elite.
Ich suche nicht die Sendezeit sucht mich.
Beste Umgangsformen.
Du kannst dich im Pool pickeln.
Ich meine, wie crazy ist das?
Und Unterhaltung vom Feinsten.
Wir sind hier im Premium-Trash-TV.
Eine neue Folge, Kampf der Reality-Stars. Mittwoch, 20.15 Uhr bei RTL 2.
Hi, welcome to Bookie. Today we will unlock the book The 5 AM Club by Robin Sharma. In today's bookie, we will follow the footsteps of three people. The first one is a frustrated entrepreneur who was about to go bankrupt and even commit suicide. The second one is an artist who was struggling to find ways to boost his creativity and enhance his abilities to create remarkable art pieces that would leave a lasting impression in his field. Both of them took part in a personal optimization conference addressed by a legendary business guru, the Spellbinder, where they met a billionaire who disguised himself as a poor man and shared his success story with the two. The billionaire is called Stone Riley. He invited the entrepreneur and the artist to his beach house in Mauritius to teach them the secrets of a world-class morning routine, which is also his key to success. The only requirement was that they should meet at 5 a.m. the next morning. The next morning, a chauffeur-driven Rolls-Royce collected them and delivered them to a hangar containing a sleek, ivory-colored private jet, which bore the logo, 5AC. What did it mean? The logo stood for the 5 a.m. Club. Then they set off on a journey to Mauritius. Over the next few days, the billionaire explained to them how getting up at 5 a.m. was the way he had learned to escape mediocrity and achieve greatness. Through the billionaire's teachings, the two students gained a new outlook on life and the potential to transform everything for the better. The author Robin Sharma presents the information through a fictional story, following the journey of three characters who are seeking personal and professional success. This storytelling approach allows us to engage with the book in a more relatable and memorable way, as they follow the characters' struggles and triumphs. Next, why not join them on their journey? We will pick out the three important key points in this book that can lead you into the 5 a.m. Club. In part 1, we will discuss the four interior empires, which include mindset, heartset, healthset, and soulset. In part 2, we will explore the 20/20/20 formula, which can be used to take advantage of the first hour of the day. In part 3, we will talk about the essentialness of sleep and the pre-sleeping ritual, which can help us gain better sleep. Chapter 2. Have you ever heard of the story of 300 Spartans? Long ago, in the ancient city of Sparta, there lived a great warrior named Leonidas. He was known throughout the land for his bravery and military prowess and had many battles under his belt. One day, as he was preparing for an upcoming battle, he shared a piece of advice with his troops that would go down in history: sweat more in practice, bleed less in war. Leonidas and his troops put this advice into practice as the battle approached. They trained harder and longer than ever before, honing their skills and preparing their minds and bodies for the challenges ahead. When the battle finally came, they were ready. With sufficient preparation, they ultimately emerged victorious. It can be seen that triumph belongs to the one who prepares the most. Whether you are a Spartan warrior who wins by brute force, or you are in some other profession, to excel in a particular field such as business, art, chess, design, mechanics, or management, it is clear that a significant amount of time must be invested in practicing and advancing one's expertise. According to the renowned psychologist Anders Ericsson from Florida State University, who conducted groundbreaking research on the subject, a minimum of 2 hours and 44 minutes of daily improvement over 10 years is required for a performer to master their chosen skill. This underscores the importance of dedication and sustained effort in achieving excellence in any area of interest. So, what is the best time of day to prepare? As it turns out, at 5 a.m., there are fewer distractions, greater opportunities for personal achievement, and a heightened sense of peace. Have you ever had the experience of getting up early and being all alone, finding yourself away from the overstimulation and noise while your attention isn't being fragmented by technology, meetings, and other forces that can limit maximum productivity? The early morning hours provide a peaceful and undistracted environment that promotes productivity and clear thinking as the prefrontal cortex, responsible for rational thinking and worrying, shuts off temporarily. This results in a pause from overthinking and stress, allowing the brainwaves to shift from the usual beta to alpha or even theta states, facilitating creativity and inspiration. The silence and solitude of early morning also triggers the production of important neurotransmitters like dopamine and serotonin, leading to the flow state that is essential for high-level performance. Therefore, we call the hour from 5 to 6 a.m. each morning the victory hour. Next, during this victory hour, what can we do to make preparations for our success? The key answer is to concentrate on upgrading the four interior empires. I am pretty sure that every one of us has been suggested by a master that we should think in a positive way so that we can improve our life. In fact, is having a good mindset enough? Not really, because out of our four interior empires, mindset is only one quarter, and the remaining 75% includes heartset, healthset, and soulset. In today's society, many of us are pursuing things outside ourselves, such as wealth, material possessions, fame, or status. It implies that we focus our attention and efforts on things that are external to our inner selves, rather than cultivating our internal growth and well-being. This can lead to a disconnection from our true selves, causing us to prioritize external achievements at the expense of our own personal development and happiness. The pursuit of external goals is not inherently negative, but it is important to maintain a balance and prioritize the cultivation of our internal selves to achieve long-term fulfillment and success. These four private arenas together, including mindset, heartset, healthset, and soulset, form the foundation of the true primal power that rests inside every human being alive today. In the following paragraphs, we are going into these empires. First of all, what is heartset? What is the difference between heartset and mindset? Mindset refers to the way we think and approach situations. It's the mental framework that shapes our attitudes, beliefs, and expectations. It includes our thoughts, attitudes, and assumptions about ourselves, others, and the world around us. It is often associated with our conscious mind, and is something that we can consciously work to change and improve. A person with a good mindset tends to view challenges and setbacks as opportunities for learning and growth, rather than as insurmountable obstacles. Heartset, on the other hand, refers to the way we feel and the emotional connection we have with ourselves and others. It is emotional intelligence that allows us to connect with ourselves and others at a deeper level. Heartset is often associated with our subconscious mind and is something that we may not be aware of or have control over at all times. Sometimes we are trapped in the past. We haven't forgiven the unforgiven. We've repressed all those negative emotions from all that has hurt us. Just consider this. How can we achieve incredible results or produce exceptional work if toxic feelings and thoughts are holding us back? There was once a volunteer named John who worked at a homeless shelter. John had a strong heartset and was passionate about helping others. He believed that everyone deserves a chance to live a fulfilling life, regardless of their circumstances. When he worked at the shelter, he didn't just focus on providing food and shelter, but also took the time to connect with the people he serves. He listened to their stories, provided a sympathetic ear, and offered words of encouragement. His compassion and empathy helped to build trust and rapport with the homeless individuals, and he became a source of hope and inspiration for them. John found great fulfillment in his work and was able to make a positive impact on the lives of those he serves. This is what a good heartset can bring us. The key to mastering the heartset is to have a gratitude practice in our morning routine. It is not only about removing negative emotions that have built up from life's frustrations, disappointments, and burdens, but also about amplifying the healthy ones. For example, Mark had always been an ambitious person, driven to achieve success in his career and personal life. However, despite his accomplishments, he often felt anxious and stressed, struggling with feelings of inadequacy and self-doubt. He knew that he needed to make a change in order to improve his well-being, and he decided to start a gratitude practice. Mark took a few minutes to write down three things he was grateful for in a journal every morning. At first, it was difficult for him to come up with ideas, but as he continued the practice, he began to notice small things he appreciated in his life, a kind word from a friend, a beautiful sunset, and a delicious cup of coffee. Over time, he found that the practice of gratitude helped him to focus on the positive aspects of his life, rather than dwelling on his anxieties and stressors. As he continued cultivating a sense of gratitude, Mark found that he felt happier and more fulfilled in his life. He noticed that his relationships with others improved, and that he felt more connected to the world around him. He realized that gratitude had helped him to amplify his healthy emotions, such as joy and contentment, and to minimize the impact of negative emotions, such as stress and anxiety. Secondly, health set refers to the physical dimension. Focusing on longevity is important to become a legendary figure in your field. One important factor in leading your field is simply to stay alive. After all, it's hard to maintain your eminence if you're not around to do so. Many of us might feel a lack of vitality at work, enervated, thus reducing work efficiency. Therefore, how can we improve our health set? The billionaire gives us the answer, which is to exercise regularly. Every day's just dramatically better with some exercise in it. Just as the Roman poet Juvenal once said, a healthy mind in a healthy body. Finally, let's talk about the last empire, soul set. Many people are focused on achieving external goals that they believe will bring them social validation and success, such as posting popular selfies or achieving results that will be recognized by others. However, true leaders understand the importance of feeding their spirits and prioritizing their own well-being. Therefore, it is vital to have regular conversations with our soul. To have a conversation with our soul and raise our soul set, we can conduct a marvelous meditation on how we wish to show up during the day ahead. Oprah Winfrey is a well-known media mogul and philanthropist who has achieved great success in her career. However, she has also been open about the importance of spiritual and emotional well-being in her life. Winfrey has discussed her daily meditation practice, which she credits with helping her to manage stress and stay centered in the midst of her busy schedule. She has also spoken about the importance of gratitude and positive thinking in her life, which helped to fuel her success and a sense of purpose. Through her example, Winfrey has shown that even highly successful individuals can benefit from prioritizing their spiritual well-being, and that doing so can help to enhance their personal and professional growth. To conclude, the four interior empires make our inner world. By dedicating 1 hour each morning to practices that strengthen and nourish these empires, we can unlock an awe-inspiring source of inner strength and vitality. In the next chapter, we will talk about the specific method of using this victory hour. Today we are just sharing limited content. To unlock more key insights of world-class bestseller, please download our app. Just search for BOOKEY at Apple Store or Google Play. Get your free mind snack now.
Hier kommt die Reality-Elite.
Ich suche nicht die Sendezeit sucht mich.
Beste Umgangsformen.
Du kannst dich im Pool pickeln.
Ich meine, wie crazy ist das?
Und Unterhaltung vom Feinsten.
Wir sind hier im Premium-Trash-TV.
Eine neue Folge Kampf der Reality-Stars. Mittwoch, 20.15 Uhr bei RTL 2.
Was zum Teufel, du Bastard? Du bist tot, du kleiner Hundeficker.
Und dieser kleine Hundeficker, das ist unser Werner. Ein ganz normaler Berliner Kleinstkrimineller, der dann aber im Knast das Ding seines Lebens dreht.
Una Fantastica Risetta Perla Pizza.
Er klaut seinem Zellengenossen ein Pizzarezept, aber nicht irgendeins. Und mit dem eröffnet Werner dann die beste Pizzeria Berlins. Doch Werners Glück ist nur von kurzer Dauer, denn es hagelt Probleme. Werners Pizzaparadies. Erstmals großes Kino- und Podcast-Format mit fetter Starbesetzung. Alina But, Kida Ramadan, Edin Hasanovic, Oliver Koritke, Ralf Richter, Ben Becker, Winfried Glatzeder, Anna Schmidt und viele mehr. Überall, wo es Podcasts gibt. 14. Mai ist Release von Werners Pizza Paradies. Abonniert die Scheiße jetzt sofort, sonst verpasst ihr was. Los schon, ich kann euch nicht sehen. Wo abonniert ihr die Kacke? Jetzt macht schon, mach!
Dir hat dieser Podcast gefallen? Dann klicke jetzt auf Abonnieren und empfehle ihn weiter. Bleib immer auf dem Laufenden und folge uns bei Twitter, Instagram und Facebook. Mehr Podcasts findest du auf meinpodcast.de.
Hier kommt die Reality-Elite.
Ich suche nicht die Sendezeit sucht mich.
Beste Umgangsformen.
Du kannst dich im Pool pinkeln.
Ich meine, wie crazy ist das?
Und Unterhaltung vom Feinsten.
Wir sind hier im Premium-Trash-Team.
Eine neue Folge, Kampf der Reality-Stars. Mittwoch, 20.15 Uhr bei RTL 2.